Okay, so my name is Callie Haramaris. I'm 20 years old, and today is May 13th, 2018, and it's Mother's Day. And I'm here with my grandma, Elizabeth Davis. So, Grandma, can you say your name and your age?
Yeah. Elizabeth Davis. My age. You know, that's really hard. I think it's 8:03, 5 and 1.
Yes. 6. 6. 8. 6. 8. 6. 86. Oh, 86. Okay. 86.
Okay, perfect. So can you tell me a little bit about your life growing up? Like, where did you grow up? A little bit about your family?
Well, I always lived in Effingham. My father didn't want to move. He had a good job there. And he just wanted to stay where he was and so forth. And it was a nice little town and easy and, you know, that sort of thing.
So it was Effingham, Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I had a very happy childhood. Everything was, I don't know, it was just a very easy thing. I don't know whether it was where we were living or how my parents were or what it was, but it was really very nice. We never, my parents both were school teachers, and my father was the principal, and the pay for teachers, school teachers, was really pretty bad then. That was during the Depression, you know, and they did the best they could. In fact, they did very well because, as I said, they didn't have anything. And teachers, my mother was a teacher too, and she sometimes took turns working with children out in the country.
Oh.
So she moved around and so forth. She was a very good teacher. She enjoyed it, but she also, that was paying very badly then. That was the Depression, and that was a major thing for them. And then they had this child, was me. And that made it, you know, probably hard. It was kind of funny later on. The doctor that brought me into this world was there. He and my dad were very close together,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really very interesting about living there in Effingham. I mean, this is retrospect. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think through Effingham when I was living there. Anyway, it was a nice childhood, a very nice childhood. My parents were teachers. Teachers don't make very much money. There was not, but they did very well. They, you know, they had to look ahead for, they wanted me to go to college. They both had gone to college and put themselves through school. And I could have done that, I suppose, but they didn't want me to do that. They wanted me to have the college experience kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And later on, I worked a bit when I was in school, but it was really wonderful. I always knew I wanted to be a biologist, and so I started doing things like that and learning more about biology and how to handle that sort of thing. I really loved it. I loved school.
Where did you go to university?
U of I.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Champaign?
In Champaign, yes.
And you were a biology major then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
But the first year you went somewhere else.
What?
Went to Illinois Wesleyan the first year.
Oh, yes, I did go to, I'd forgotten that. I went to Illinois Wesleyan.
You had a scholarship.
Yeah. And that was good. It was very different for me, and I think probably that's why my parents wanted me to do that, or they thought I might have trouble going to school where my dad was teaching. I didn't, but anyway, I had a happy childhood, It was very low key. I mean, if you look at it now, you'd think, oh my God, you'd be bored to death, you know.
Did you like being an only child?
I'd love to have had a sib, so, you know, I would have loved that. But
you were telling me once that you had one of your friends came from a really big family and you spent a lot of time at their house.
Yeah, now
they had a lot of siblings.
Rosie?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yes, I love that. Rosie was my best friend. Mm-hmm. As soon as she moved to town, we were best friends. And when I was at her house, that was great. And then she came to my house, and our mothers were friends, and it was wonderful. A best friend that stayed a best friend and would always be the person that she was when I met her.
Yeah.
You know, and I tried to be that way too. Mm-hmm. She was very smart. And
did you guys go to college together?
Well, no. We did, 2 last years.
Okay.
I went to my first year, went to Illinois Wesleyan, which was a dumb thing to do, but I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it, and my parents didn't want me to do it because they had me set up for Illinois, and and that they were disappointed, I think. But
when you went to Illinois Wesleyan?
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't that good a school. I mean, much better. Illinois was much better, always was. I don't mean it that in a mean way, but I should have started there. But anyway, I finished up with Illinois.
You ended there.
Yes, I did.
And Rosie was there as well?
She came later. She moved around like crazy because her boyfriend, this is a serious thing. Actually, they did marry in their senior year. Mm-hmm. And she moved around a lot because he was in the Army, the Navy, and I don't know what all, but so she would go and live with him when she could.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he was on a basketball scholarship at Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, yes.
So she followed him there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
She was at U of I for a year.
Yeah.
She was at Stevens College for a year.
Yeah.
And then I think she transferred back to U of I, correct?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. My childhood was very nice.
What was your favorite thing to do when you were growing up? Did you have any
I loved
hobbies?
To ride my bike. Mm-hmm. What did I love to do? Well, I was a Girl Scout. I loved that. And I liked to go out on camping trips with the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. And I liked Effingham. It was filled with people that maybe I would never know. Maybe that would be better. I don't never know them. I wanted to go to college. Well, I knew my parents insisted on it,
mm-hmm.
whether I wanted to or not.
Right. Well, because they were teachers themselves.
Yeah. So I went my first year to Illinois Wesleyan, mm-hmm. which was a mistake, but I wanted to do it, and they let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that bad. I did have some very good teachers. And they were afraid I just went Effingham.
Right.
And my dad was a teacher, and everyone knew him. My mother was a teacher in the country sometimes, on and off kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the story that you told me once, how the day that you were born?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it?
Yes, sure. Yes. My dad was either the superintendent or something.
He was the principal.
The principal, thank you, of the high school. And it was a, you know, kind of big high school. But on the day that I was born, my mother had to go to the hospital alone because my dad was the only one that could be the person. They're having a basketball game.
At the high school.
At the high school,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And it was part of on the way to
the big championship
big
game.
Yeah. So on the way to that. And so I wanted to stay and to be there. No, he had to stay and be there. But I was just a baby, or she went to the hospital
with me, but she had to go alone because he could not go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why was it that he couldn't leave the basketball game? Didn't he have a special role?
Yes, he had a special role. His role was, now when you go to a basketball game, there are buzzers and all sorts of things that get, and people that, you know,
to signal like the stop
and all
of the
that,
game
that or, kind of thing.
Right.
Well, they didn't have much of that, and my dad had to do the whole thing, signaling and making decisions and all that kind of thing.
Kind of being like a referee.
So he had to stay there. So my mother had to go to the hospital by herself to have me. And they were still talking about that. I don't think it went over very well.
And after the game, when he came to the hospital, were you already born?
Yeah.
So he missed the whole labor. He
missed the whole thing, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Were you close with your parents?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, only child. Well, you wouldn't have to be, but yes, I was.
It was the three of you.
Yeah, and my dad and I, he taught me lots of things, some songs and German and that sort of thing, you know, and he told me a lot about biology, which I loved, and I learned a lot from him because he knew what he was doing, you know. People were always stopping by the house needing help with biology or what to do with this tree or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was really very nice, but he was helping all sorts of people,
mm-hmm.
not getting paid for it or anything.
Yeah.
But
so was he the one that really sparked your interest in
what?
Was he the one that sparked your interest in biology more as a career?
Yeah, I used to go out with him sometimes on Saturday. He did some work, you know, for teaching and stuff like that. I'd go with him and I really, really liked it. Exactly the sort of thing that I liked.
Yeah.
You know, and that was good. And
what was your favorite thing about your mom?
Oh, I loved her. She could do anything. I really felt that she could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she read a lot.
Kind of like you now. You like to read.
Yeah. I enjoy reading. And she let me read anything I wanted to. At that time, lots of parents did let children read certain books. Or maybe they still do, I don't know. Anyway, they let me read whatever I wanted to read, and that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very good parents.
What else did you like about your mom?
She was a very good cook. She was a very good seamstress. She was jolly.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people over at our house quite a bit. And that was the Depression, so it was not easy to have very many people very often because of the money.
Right.
But they did. What, you know, what they could do, and it was very good. That's something I wanted to learn to do, to have friends over and, you know, to be jolly and be interesting. She read constantly, all the time. She worked too. She was a school teacher, sometimes out
in the countryside.
In the country, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, once in a while, she'd help people out in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew everything. Really, she knew everything. My dad also knew everything, but they were two different peoples of the everything.
Yeah.
So it was very nice. I can learn this and I can learn that. They're totally different kinds of things. I really liked that.
Do you think you share many of the same qualities or characteristics that your mom possessed?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you miss your parents?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were wonderful parents. They were very good. They were very, wanted me to do the right thing, and they wanted me to do well in school,
mm-hmm.
and I did. And, yeah, it was very nice.
Did you have any, dreams when you were a child about what you wanted to do when you grew up, or what you wanted to be?
I started thinking about it, but I was not... Yeah, it was childhood, but it was getting more like in sixth grade or something like that. I started
mm-hmm.
thinking that I didn't know that I wanted to be a school teacher because I saw how hard it was, and I heard my parents say how little money there was,
mm-hmm.
and so I sort of thought maybe I didn't want to do that. Also, I didn't like to get up in front of people and tell them things,
mm-hmm.
so that's what school teachers do, so I thought
right.
I probably wasn't suited for that, but... My dad said that I could do two things. That's when I was about 10, maybe. And I should be thinking about that. And so I could teach. And what was the other thing that I could do? I think it was teaching. My mother taught and he taught.
Or maybe didn't they want you to go to med school or be a nurse?
No. Oh, nurse, that's it. To be a teacher or be a nurse. I didn't want to do either. And I made that plain.
How did they take that?
Well, I don't know what they said to each other. They spent a lot of time talking that I don't know what they were saying. You know. Anyway, they let me do what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. which was really very nice. And they were able to put me through college. They didn't have much money, but they'd been saving. So I was able to go to 4 years of a good school. Well, no, I went to a couple schools. Mm-hmm. I finished at the U of I.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you were a biology major. And
yes.
What did you want to do with a biology major? What did
well,
you
I thought I might work in a place where they made medicines or
okay.
that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I really wanted to do. Learn how to use make things that will help biology.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really love that. And it didn't work out that way.
So what did you end up doing after graduation then?
Well, and in school, when I went to college, I did all the interesting things, which were for me were a botany and a chemistry and the things that went along with that. I did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really liked it. And that's what I majored in school, too,
because
mm-hmm. I figured I would probably, I didn't really want to teach, but I knew that there were other things I could do in labs and all sorts of things. And that's what I thought that I would like a lot. And I did a little bit of that. But it doesn't pay very well, and I needed to do that. I needed to get paid pretty well, so I couldn't put myself through school. I didn't make enough money. But my parents were hard placed too, but they wanted me to go, and I went to the places I wanted to go, good places,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I did very well.
So what did you do after you graduated then? What was your first job?
Well, now let's see. After I first graduated, the day after I got my diploma, my husband-to-be and I got married.
The day after?
The day after. My mother said, you can't be married while you're still in school. You know, I mean,
she so didn't act that way. So when had
Grandpa proposed? Yeah. I was in college at the time. Oh. So, he told me all the time we were going to get married, but he understood quite clearly. They let him know very clearly that I was not marrying anybody until I was through with my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's...
And so the day after you got your diploma, you had a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You had your wedding.
Yeah, well, not the day, but we started planning it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we've been talking about it and so forth. Yeah.
Do you remember your wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Where was it?
It was in the Methodist Church. That's what people did in Effingham.
Mm-hmm.
They picked their church and... You know, and I was a Methodist. And so, yes, I was married very shortly thereafter, the day after, actually, because it was a Sunday, and that seemed okay.
Did you guys have a big party, or was it just the church ceremony?
We had people come back to the house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It wasn't a big party, though. There wasn't much money.
Not what it is today.
Yeah.
Big weddings
oh,
today.
Oh, no. Wouldn't be any place near... that. And I had, you know, a few people over, that sort of thing. And that was okay.
Do you remember your wedding dress or where
you
got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember where I bought it. I know, it wasn't in Effingham. We went to, I think it was St. Louis, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rosie and I and her mother and my mother and I went to St. Louis looking for our wedding dresses. Rosie got married very soon.
After
near to where I was getting married. Or I mean, you know, at the same time, not the same time, but after high school,
mm-hmm.
she got married. And I did too. And that was exciting.
So you guys went to St. Louis to get your wedding dresses?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And you both found one?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we were very happy. And of course, that was made it much more expensive And but my parents somehow managed, and we had people over after the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. I was married in the Methodist Church. I really liked that minister. He was he was young and new at the job. And he was just a lot of fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very serious too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then did you and Grandpa have a house together after, or how did it go from there?
No, he was in the Army.
Oh.
He was chosen. He had to go to the Army. Everyone mm-hmm. was going to the Army. They had to. And so that was what I did do, which was not allowed, is I followed him around when he moved.
It wasn't allowed?
No. Wives were not supposed to be in the vicinity, you know, but I always did. And Jim wanted it that way, and it was kind of tricky. And of course, there was just enough money to do that. He was paid in the Army, but not by much.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have to pay for anything, you know. But I then could have the money. And if we were at a place where I could, I'd go to school. But that usually didn't work out. So then after he was able to get out of the Army, we both went to college. I went to college right after high school. And I went in, what was where I was?
So you went to Illinois Wesleyan first for
1 year.
Yeah,
Illinois Wesleyan.
And then you went to U of I.
Yes, U of I. Yeah.
So was Grandpa in the Army during college or after college?
What was he?
In the Army? You said Grandpa was in the Army?
No. Jim was in the Army.
Yeah, my grandpa.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, my dad wasn't. Oh, yeah, you couldn't not be. Yes, whenever he was...
So he had to.
He had to, yeah.
Okay. So was that before college, during, or after?
It was before.
Okay.
I think the day after he was in, that they're in? They're sort of in the Army, but they're not living there or anything. They are meetings of Army and so forth. I don't know, I can't.
Okay.
Almost everybody was that way, but they had to be sort of like drafted into the Army, and of course
okay.
he was. And then he was traveling all over the world in the Dew Line, and which was they made a wall or a fence or whatever between the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and what was next to the U.S. It was
in the north?
In the north, yeah. It
Canada?
Was, it was in Canada, but then we lived in Canada, but then across the line was where his army thing was, and that was, I can't remember what country, it was still our country.
It was still the U.S.
Yeah, still the U.S., but I can't remember what place it was.
Okay.
And he spent the next few years in the army, moving around all the time, and he wasn't supposed to have me with him, but I always went,
mm-hmm.
and that was interesting, actually. But it was hard too, because lots of times I had to go home because, you know, there wasn't enough money, or they didn't really like wives around.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that.
So then when Grandpa was done with that, did you guys
yes.
get a house?
Oh no, we went to school.
Okay.
Yes, we both, wasn't able to finish college before he had to go to the Army. And he was drafted out of that. And I had finished, I believe, I'm not sure. But we both went to places where we went to,
mm-hmm.
he was in the, whatever they called it. He could be called back at any time into the Army.
Okay.
But they paid his way to college, which was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got money for our house, which was very nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, it was. And
so where was your first house?
It was in, God, how could I forget the name? It wasn't in this in Illinois. He was going to college in, oh heck,
it's
a very well-known place.
Was it in Ohio?
It might have been. I almost had it. It was a very low-keyed school, but it was a good school given that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we stayed, we lived there, and he went to school and he worked,
mm-hmm.
and that was good. And I worked in a lab,
okay.
which I loved. And I worked in a lab too when I was in high school to make a little money.
What kind of things would you do in the lab?
Oh, I would filter things. I would make what they would call things that we had to have to do work with as they would call it, the bugs, you know, and so forth. I loved that.
So you were kind of doing research?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I got to do, and I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And and also I got paid for it, which was nice, so that was good. And mm-hmm. I did that several times when he was in the Army, and when I went, I tried to get a job always, and sometimes there were a lot of wives out there
mm-hmm.
doing exactly the same thing, so it was nip and tuck.
Yeah.
But biology was a pretty good thing to get into, because there were lots of biology things, and they were very interesting to me, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see.
Do you remember the year that you and Grandpa got married?
No. How, let's see. We got married, I think. Jim wanted to get married before we got out of school.
But your parents made you guys wait?
No, he said, they told me that after I finished college, and then the day after college, we had fixed our marriage.
Right.
And I can't remember now let's see. I should know the day I graduated, but I don't.
Do you remember?
Anyway,
how
it was, you know,
yeah.
very, very exciting.
Do you remember how you felt on your wedding day?
Yeah. It was very exciting. Very exciting. And I got very homesick on our homesick and our
honeymoon.
I cried for the first night of our honeymoon. I was missing my parents, if you can believe that.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Oh, we traveled around to various places. We didn't. Dr. Henry was Jim's uncle. Sorry,
his dad.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was my dad's best friend,
mm-hmm.
and. So he gave Jim money to go to finish college, and he also had some from the Army. And then we was serious. After he got out of the Army, he started immediately in college, starting at graduate school.
You were talking about your honeymoon.
Oh, our honeymoon.
Do you remember where you went?
Dr. Henry said that he would send us to Europe if we wanted to go to Europe, or someplace away,
mm-hmm.
or we could go travel around. Neither one of us had traveled in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Jim may have done some, but we decided we'd do the United States, and it was great. You know, we traveled from place to place to place to place and met some of our friends.
Do you remember the places that you traveled?
Well, we went across the United States from Effingham clear to the coast. The West Coast.
The West Coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had friends scattered along the way, and I had never traveled like that.
Did you drive?
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was really very exciting. It was our honeymoon.
And you said on the first night you were really homesick. You were missing your parents.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Well, you were probably so young when you got married. If it was just after college.
Well, I was 18. Oh, no, I'd gone to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
maybe
I
like
must
22.
Have been 22.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
That's only a few years older than me now. I'm in no position to get married.
Yeah. Well, Jim and I both wanted to get married. I knew he had to go back to the Army, but that was okay.
Were you ever nervous about getting married?
And what?
Were you ever nervous about getting married, or did you have any hesitations?
No, never. No, we both wanted to get married. Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was fine with my parents. It was not fine with his mother, who was a witch. But other than that.
Right.
Yeah.
So Uncle Steve then was your first child. Had you always wanted to be a mother?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And the firstborn was to be a son. Yes.
As he was.
That's what Jim wanted.
How did you feel when you finally became a mother?
Very excited. Very, very excited. I was happy.
Do you remember your pregnancy? Was it easy or hard?
I think it was pretty easy. I didn't get sick. And I don't remember the first actually having Steve. I mean, I remember, yes, I was in the hospital and so forth. But it was okay because they took very good care of you. You
mm-hmm.
Even then, they were doing a better job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who was the easiest baby out of Steve, Chris, and Leah?
No, it wasn't Chris.
She wasn't the easiest?
No, because the day before I was going to go into the hospital, they were going it was late. The baby was late.
Okay, so they were going to induce you?
Yeah. And, yeah. And so, I'm trying to think. I'm getting it mixed up with when I first went in. Because Chris was a second born.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't...
Or who was the easiest child to raise?
To raise?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't Chris.
My mom was hard to raise.
Yes. Well, she knew what she wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier if they don't know what they want. No, she was good. Steve was our firstborn, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't hard at all. Jim always wanted a son, and he got a son.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spent a lot of time. And I could go back to work, and of course, he had to go back to work. But I was able to. So that was good. I had a nurse that came and took care of Steve, so that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a while, but it got so that it was really getting kind of hard to do that. And also, I was going to have another child, and that was just ridiculous then to have a nurse. I should stay at home. And I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I didn't really stay out of...
You didn't work for much longer.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
And what was your work at the time? Were you a librarian at this point?
No. I
were you still was more in the lab?
Yes, I worked in lab.
Okay.
In this, well, wherever we were.
You were
we moved around.
Right.
You know, when he was in college, because he had to go back to college, whereas I had finished.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
So then
when he was in the army.
You yeah. had Leah a few years after you had my mom and Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was Leah an easy baby, or was she a hard baby?
No, she was a darling baby.
She was a darling.
Absolutely, yes. Chris was the difficult baby. And Steve was not, he was a good baby, but it was hard because it was the first one and you didn't really know.
Of course.
I mean, even though I'd read all the books and all that sort of thing. But he was a good baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris was a pretty good baby. Leah was a very good baby. I was lucky. They were good.
Right.
Didn't cry all the time, you know.
So then I'm going to ask you a bit about your later in life. How has your life been different from what you imagined?
Well, I didn't think Jim would go back to the Army, but he did. He had to.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that. But, I mean, I did after we were... And... I wanted to work, and I did for a while, even when he was in the Army and so forth. I worked when I was at home, because
mm-hmm.
I was spent some time at home. And then I started working full-time. I think I had Chris and Steve full-time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. But then I did come back and take care of Leah for a while. But it got so I just couldn't do that because I was working.
What is your life like now on a daily basis, now that you're a bit older and in your older age?
Well, I can do anything I want to.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I loved it. Of course, I had the children, so I wasn't really free, if you know what I mean. But I enjoyed that.
But what about now, later in your life?
Oh, I enjoy it. I like to keep busy with different things. I was going to go back to work. I did, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then I seemed to be needed. Well, then I had children. And working with children, young children, I had to have helpers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't making any money, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because I was paying helpers. And they were good. But I decided I'd rather stay home with the children. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when they were older, I was able to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I went back to the lab.
Yeah,
I loved that.
What was your life like when all your kids moved out of the house and they went to college and you were a bit older?
It was really quite okay. I missed them, of course, and we kept in constant touch, and they kept in constant touch. I mean, they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go visit them, and they did very well, and... But then Leah came along, and so I was really more housebound then.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved her so much.
And then about when they all went off to college?
Oh, it was very awful. No, it was good, because I had things. I went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you and Grandpa do with then your free time?
Well, we didn't have much money, although we were both working, and he got the GI Bill. So he was still going to school. For a while.
Or what about like when you guys were in your 60s after all your kids were moved out of the house?
Yeah. Well, it was nice. We could do what we traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Money was still an issue, but we did travel. We had a lot of parties. All the time we had parties.
You guys like
I
to
love
party.
To have parties. Yeah, and people over for dinner and things like that. We spent a lot of time.
You said your parents were kind of like that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
always had people over and you
yes.
wanted to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it was fun.
Where was your favorite place to travel when you and Grandpa would travel?
Oh, we traveled in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And it was west. I'd not traveled. Jim had traveled a lot. His father was... Dr. Henry, who gave him money, you know, and kept him money for college and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very helpful when the babies came.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. But
where
I stayed, I was a at-home mother for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to the place where I, you know, they were older, and I didn't really want to do that. I felt I really should be there when they were home from school, or somebody needed to be there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I took care of that, and then I decided not to work when Leah was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that worked out very nicely.
And now I'm gonna ask you a question about more recent,
yeah.
your life now. Can you tell me about your memory loss?
My memory loss. I have memory loss. I've lost my memory. If you're remembering about anyone. Oh, okay.
Yes. You have Alzheimer's.
Yes. That was much later. That's now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does it affect you on... How does it affect you on a daily basis?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of everything that I want to, but I do remember quite a bit. And when I go back over family things and things that I have done and so forth, I do remember. Now, I might not remember who our best friends were when we were in college or when we were first married or that sort of thing. So,
right.
But the highlights, I think, I do remember, and the people that we knew and liked the best, mm-hmm. remember.
The most important stick with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still kind of have your long-term memory. It's more of your short-term memory that is affected, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. I forgot. No, I remember the long back, but then I've rehearsed that in my mind. I mean, when, you know, when we were planning to go on somewhere, that sort of thing, I would remember all of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't now, but
right.
Because we don't go anywhere. So, yeah, for a long time we didn't because we had the children. And, you know, we were both working, and it was hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you look at your life differently now than you did before you realized you were experiencing memory loss?
No, I always kind of forgot things. But I didn't consider it was very serious because
mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was. Because I could remember so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And for so long I had remembered many things. And
did anyone in your family before you have Alzheimer's?
My mother, yes.
She had Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm. And my dad. Neither one of them had it very badly,
mm-hmm.
but they did have it.
Do you remember caring for them?
No, they didn't need that. They could take care of themselves.
But they had Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm. It was very, it wasn't very much.
It was early onset.
I think so.
Or it was just in the early stages, not
yeah,
early onset.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were always able to take care of themselves. But they did have people in, you know, to clean and that sort of thing.
Weren't they in senior citizen homes?
Mm-mm.
Your dad wasn't?
Mm-mm.
I think he was.
I don't think so. Oh, yes, he was after my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah.
Was it just for living, or was it because of his memory loss, his dementia?
Well, we were afraid. He could live by himself. He could cook and do things and have friends and all that sort of thing. But I was afraid of what might happen. Someone might come in and, I don't know, get him on the wrong track or something like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, and also he didn't really know how to cook, and I worried about his well-being. You know, he needed somebody there.
Yeah.
So that's what we did for a while.
Right.
Yeah. And then he joined, I think he did. Did he live there? I don't know. I do remember that he had people at the house.
Yeah, I think he was moved into a senior citizen home.
Yeah, later, much mm-hmm. later.
And yeah. Then my last question, are there any words of wisdom you would like to pass on to me?
Well, I think marriage is a good thing, and I would, but you have to be very careful when you're looking around for somebody. Very careful. You've got to be right on that wavelength,
mm-hmm.
and or that's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jim and I were on a wavelength. That kind of wavelength when we were in the fifth grade. So so he told me then that he was going to marry me.
In fifth grade?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And so it was all well known. We were going to, first thing we did, my parents said, all right, that's okay, but you've got to finish college. You the day after you get your diploma, you can get married. So it was that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah,
and it was great. It was wonderful. And of course, he had to go right to the army.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well not have gotten married because I had to stay home. But I did go lots of times when I shouldn't have. I mean, I wasn't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sort of hid out, you know.
Where would you hide out?
Well, we had to live off base.
Okay.
So that was pretty hard. Very hard, and keep it not known. You know, but they had relaxed quite a bit, so I was able to do that. And then, of course, when did we have children when we were in the Army?
No, I think it was after.
I don't think so. No. Yeah, that would have been really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and Steve was the firstborn. So, yeah. Anyway,